Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It has now been documented. Research polls indicate that Christmas is more popular than Easter. Surprised? It seems to me that a lot of research only certifies the obvious. That's like asking people whether they prefer going to a baby dedication or to a funeral. Of course Christmas is more popular. And why not? Who doesn't love presents, twinkling lights or lanterns, feasting on special foods, and the spirit of goodwill which we express to each other? Who doesn't love a baby? Who doesn't enjoy thoughts of peace and prosperity around the warmth of a fire and the friendship of close friends and family? Besides, babies are non-threatening, other than to the lifestyle of the mother whose life is forever altered by the watch care she provides. Babies smile, gurgle, and warm your heart. They laugh and make you laugh, too. Easter, however, is very much like a rose with prickly thorns, and no matter how lovely the rose, the thorns are still there. They are the barbs of what happened leading up to the Friday before Easter. It is this which changes the whole scene. There would be no Easter, no thoughts of resurrection, unless a crucifixion had taken place. A baby is God's way of saying life must go on. But Good Friday abruptly brought life to a halt. True, the resurrection brings hope, but it also brings us face to face with our humanity and the weakness of the flesh. Who can sing on Easter morning, "Christ the Lord is risen today," without thinking of those whom we love, parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, and sometimes even our own children, who are awaiting the great resurrection morning when the dead in Christ will rise. In spite of the fact that the resurrection means ultimate triumph for the child of God, it still reminds us that someday we will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which leads to the glory of heaven. There's another major reason why Easter runs second in popularity to Christmas. It is the offense of the cross which made Easter possible. No matter how you try to get around the issue, the brutality of Roman soldiers asphyxiating a good man to the tree repulses the sense of justice in our hearts. For what did he pay such a brutal penalty? For healing the sick and the afflicted? For comforting the grieving? For touching the social outcasts of society? For which of his good works did he deserve what he received? The situation which Paul observed long ago is very much with us. The cross is offensive. It makes us uncomfortable because we sense a certain complicity and involvement with those who perpetrated that evil. Who among us is without sin? Writing to the Corinthians, Paul said that the cross of Christ became a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. In a very real sense, it is everybody's thorn. The word which we translate stumbling block in English is the Greek word skandalon. You probably recognize this word gave us our English word scandal. It means that which gives offense or causes revulsion, that which arouses opposition, an object of anger or disapproval. Christmas, of course, is inoffensive. May I challenge you to take time to read carefully the text of Matthew and Luke's account of the crucifixion, then read John 20 and 21, where the good news of the resurrection touches our lives.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.